What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. The Dubs are taking on the Clippers in the first round of the NBA playoffs starting on Saturday. Going to go over that series a little bit. Also want to talk about why Steve Kerr is going to be incredibly happy for DeMarcus Cousins, why we're not going to call DeMarcus Cousins Boogie anymore, and just the rest of the craziness throughout the league. If you thought yesterday was crazy, it continued today. And I love it. The NBA is the best league, period. All that coming up next on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. For all you new listeners or people that have been here before, just know you can get Locked On Warriors on the brand new podcasting app, Himalaya. You can also get it on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you usually get your podcasts from. But definitely check out Himalaya. They have curated playlists for you. They cater to you. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play Locked On Warriors or any of the various Locked On podcasts throughout the Locked On Podcast Network. But really, you should only be listening to Locked On Warriors. It is Friday, last day of no NBA for a while. The NBA playoffs are the best, if you ask me, as far as playoff series or playoff seasons are concerned for the major sports, because starting this week, man, we're getting four playoff games a night. And of course it slows down once, you know, teams start getting eliminated and whatnot, but it's just so much fun. There's so much action. NBA is the best league, hands down, period. Forget it. Nothing else matters. And we're going to talk more about the NBA and some of the things that happen throughout the league. And some of them might affect the Warriors pretty soon, you know, not down the line, but within the next couple weeks. So we're going to talk about that coming up. But first I want to get to the first round playoff series against the Clippers. I hope you enjoyed the segment I did with Charles Mockler and Will Updike of Locked On Clippers. They feel pretty strongly about, obviously the Warriors are going to win the series. I believe so too. Everyone pretty much feels that way. They're wondering if they can get a game. I could see it happen. Would I bet on it? No. But would I be shocked if the Clippers get a game? No. But the things to look for in this series, obviously, I don't want to say officiating, but the Clippers get to the free throw line more than any other team in the NBA. We know the Warriors have had some gripes with the officials recently. So, one, can they avoid fouling, which they actually did a good job of in their last game against the Clippers? Two, if they do foul, can they avoid, you know, undressing the ref? Upsetting the referee. We will see. But again, the refs aren't playing the game. So again, you know, there's only so much you can do about that. Lou Williams, can they, especially Lou Williams when it comes to getting to the line, he gets to the line a ridiculous amount for a guy who comes off the bench and only plays, you know, 26 minutes a night. Can they avoid putting him on the line? Danilo Gallinari, he doesn't get the headlines for the Clippers. You know, it's usually Lou or Trez or the rookie or whoever. But they're going to have to try and shut him down too. He's had a hell of a season. People, when they even before they made the Tobias Harris trade, people were saying Gallinari was their most important player. You know, you can argue otherwise, that's fine. But he's a damn good player. And when healthy, he can get it done. But the question is, how healthy is he, etc. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 6'6 rookie point guard. He'll probably be on Steph. You would imagine Steph will cook him, but you could also see the potential of a 6'6 guy on Steph bothering him. But most likely, I'm taking the two-time MVP in that matchup. How does Klay do guarding Lou Williams? Will it be Andre on Lou Williams? It really depends. Anthony Slater of The Athletic made a great point about Andre Iguodala being on Lou Williams just because of how intelligent he is. And he had a theory of, you know, Andre really praises Lou Williams, which means he knows him because they played in Philly together. But he, you know, studies him, knows his moves, knows what he does. So that'll be interesting to see. And then also the biggest one is the center matchup. I don't know if it'll swing the series or swing a game. It could swing a game if Montrez gets hot, if Zubac is getting a bunch of back cuts, a bunch of open ducks, dunks, stuff like that. But just that last game, Cousins had trouble against Zubac and Harrell. He actually did a good job defensively on Harrell. That's something that can bother him when you just have a guy as good as Harrell is, and he's great and a ton of fun to watch and kind of exactly what the Warriors want Jordan Bell to be. Harrell can have trouble with guys that are bigger than him. He's only 6'8". Regardless of how good he is, he's still only 6'8". He is a big, strong guy, so defensively he did good against Cousins. But offensively, when he goes up against someone who's got, you know, 4 inches and 20 pounds on him, like Bogut or Cousins, and probably when it comes to Cousins, like 30, 40 pounds on him, he struggles. So that's something to look for as well. As far as the Warriors bench, it's Andre, obviously. How much run will Quinn Cook get? And I think it'll be some because of how hot he's been shooting recently. He finished his second year with the Warriors shooting 40% from three once again. He's been really good as of late. So it'll be interesting to see how Steve Kerr works him in, and then when he is in, how much he gets attacked defensively. And something I forgot to mention when it came to the center matchup is with DeMarcus Cousins. Let's say he does struggle. Let's say, you know, Montrezl Harrell is matching his strength and Zubac is matching his size and he's struggling. How long will Steve Kerr go with him? When will he pull him for Bogut? And the thing is, he's not going to get benched or anything. He's still going to start games. He's still going to start quarters. But maybe his time gets cut a little bit. But on top of that, they also need him in the second unit. There's no question they need him, because he's a scoring option, and they don't have a ton of those. So those are the things to look for: rotations, matchups, etc. One thing to look for, I guess, but I think we have our answer, is Steph Curry. How healthy is he? I again, got really annoyed. That's, you know what? That's why I would have liked Steve Kerr to sit him in that second-to-last game, so we could avoid all the speculation and all the writers around the Bay Area going, well, how many games is he going to miss? Is he going to be out for an entire series? Like, just all the pessimism around it. He practiced today. He's absolutely fine. It was an incredibly minor sprain. He could have come back in that game where he did sprain it, but he was just being cautious. He's fine. He's ready to go for game one. I wouldn't be surprised if he's at 100%, or at least as close to 100% as you can be at this time of the season, considering they just played 82 games. You know what I mean? Like, no one is 100%. But as good as you can be at this time of the season, I think that's Steph. So those are the things to look for. Anything else? You know, not really. Not really. I guess the tempers flaring is one thing you can look for, where, you know, Patrick Beverley is going to try and get into it with Steph. Montrezl Harrell can push some buttons. Look for that, I guess. But I don't think it'll be a major factor in anything. You just might get a nice little tea here or there. Going to take a quick break, come back. Want to talk to you about why Steve Kerr is incredibly happy for DeMarcus Cousins, why we're not calling DeMarcus Cousins Boogie anymore, and then just, man, this league is absolutely crazy. All that's coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. But first, let me tell you about Wyze Camera. Wyze is the indoor camera that does it all. It's packed with premium features that allow you to see everything from anywhere for only $20. 1080p full HD. Imagers so clear, you're not going to miss a thing. Night vision, two-way audio. Wyze's mission is to bring amazing smart home products accessible to anyone. Not just accessible to anyone, accessible from anywhere on any phone. You can check on your home anytime with Wyze apps live stream. You can connect with life as it unfolds in sharp focus, obviously. Live stream with 8x digital zoom. Not only that, you get free rolling 14-day cloud storage. That's 2 weeks of cloud storage for free. Nothing's too small for Wyze Cam to watch. At $20 a cam, you can do anything. watch your kids destroy your house. You can do bird watching, watching food simmer on the stove for a few hours. We go out and run errands. You can watch your laundry. That's what I would do. I would watch my laundry so I don't forget and have it sitting there for 4 hours, have someone come steal my clothes, watching over your water softener to know when you need more salt, watching plants grow through time lapse, watching constructors repave your driveway through time lapse. You want more? Wise has got that too for just $10 more. Wise Cam Pan gives you 360-degree coverage in under 3 seconds. Life moves fast. Your camera should too. Patrol your room with Pan Scan. Set the camera's patrol route with up to 4 custom waypoints. You set the waypoint, boom, click a button. That's what you're looking at. Wise Cam Pan automatically detects, tags, and tracks motion within its field of view. Keeping up with life in real time has never been so easy. It works with Alexa. It works with almost all cell phones. Free rolling 14-day cloud storage. I can't emphasize that enough. 2 weeks free of cloud storage. Works with your mobile phone from anywhere. Go to wise.com/lock to get the guaranteed lowest price. That's wise.com/lock. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. What's good? Just a reminder, man, any team that you are interested in, whether it's NBA, NFL, MLB, most college teams also, there's a podcast for you on the Locked On Podcast Network. Be sure to check them out. You get updates on your team every day, especially the Warriors. I mentioned Steve Kerr is incredibly excited and happy for DeMarcus Cousins, obviously because he's going to be playing in the playoffs for the first time in his career. That's one thing to watch also. How does DeMarcus respond to being in the playoffs? Is he going to be extra hyped? Is he going to be over the top? Just another thing to watch for, but that's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is why Steve Kerr is excited for him. And it's not just the reason that I stated, but because Steve Kerr says DeMarcus is going to get a fat contract this offseason. And it's not with the Warriors. Steve said there's just no money. When the summer comes, hopefully not until after the finals, I'm going to be thrilled for him when another team comes in and offers a ton of money. Because he deserves it. He's that good. He's been great for us. I'm going to be happy for him, but sad to see him go. Yeah, we've known this the whole time, that this was most likely a one-year deal. Over Cousins' last 11 games, he's averaging 18 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 1.5 steals, 1.3 blocks, while shooting 52% from the field and 34% from 3. So he's really getting it going. He's really getting back into shape, back into form. Kerr also said, I just know that, and you can write this, to me, could not have worked out any better to this point. He's healthy, he's confident, and he's made us a better team, so everyone's going to get what they wanted. In the end, there's almost no way we can keep him because it's going so well. He's aware of that. We're aware of that. There's no time to think about it right now. But when all is said and done, we're going to be sad to see him go, and I think he's going to be sad to go because this is a great situation for both sides. It has worked out well, and thank you to Anthony Slater for getting those quotes. It's worked out well, but at the same time, there's still business to be had. And assuming they do take care of business, he probably will go on and get, I don't know about the deal he's looking for, but a nice deal. Because I'm wondering, I don't know what he's going to get. Will he get 20 a year? I don't know. I mean, I think with the money that's out there, all the teams that have cap space, and the number of players that are worth max deals, you know what, there's maybe 5 or 6 that are potential free agents. We don't even know if they're going to be leaving the teams they're with. Like, Klay's not going anywhere. Maybe KD goes somewhere. Kyrie, who knows? What if Klay, KD, Kyrie all re-sign with their current teams? What if Jimmy Butler re-signs with the Sixers or not? That's still, you know, only a couple other max players out there. So DeMarcus Cousins should get a nice deal. I don't think it's going to be 5 years. I don't think it's going to be a max, but he should get something nice and it will be awesome and well-deserved. But I just don't think, especially for centers, I don't think there's max deals out there anymore. Unless, you know, you're Anthony Davis, Giannis isn't a center, but, you know, you could throw him in there. Cat, stuff like that. So, anyways, I just don't know how much he's going to get, but he's going to get more, definitely more than the Warriors can pay. Sticking with Boogie, he has decided that he does not want to be called Boogie anymore. And the reason why is because Boogie has a negative connotation that goes with it. And it's, look, it's honestly his fault. It has a negative connotation because of, you know, all the drama that happened in the first, you know, what, 9-10 years of his career. But all I'm saying is I'm going to try and honor that. So you might hear me call him Cuz or Cousins, but we're going to try and retire Boogie in the name of DeMarcus Cousins because he requested it. Similar to Andre Iguodala, he doesn't like being called Iggy, so I've tried not to call him that, even though neither of them have probably ever heard me refer to them ever. But, you know, just trying to respect their wishes. But it's interesting because it's a self-awareness thing. He understands that there have been negatives. Now, I don't know how fair he thinks they are, but there have been negatives throughout his career. And he doesn't want to be called Boogie anymore. And you know what? You got it. You got it, DeMarcus. No more Boogie. But he did just have the Boogie, Comedy Throwdown or something like that? Boogie's Comedy Slam, excuse me. So, I don't know. Is that going to be the same name of it next year? We'll have to wait and see. But I need that answer. I need it now. So, if Raymond Ritter could get on that for me, Warriors PR guy, appreciate it. Moving on to some of the craziness in the league. The first one I'm going to start with you guys is Luke Walton and the Lakers have parted ways. Okay. That's all I got. Lakers are a mess, and it's hilarious. It is so funny, and I love it. But I don't love that Luke Walton is a part of it. I do think this is the best for Luke Walton also. I think he's fine leaving. Now, I don't know what the situation is with his contract. I'm sure he's still going to get paid from it. But as soon as he is parted ways, there are rumors that he is the top candidate for the Sacramento Kings job. Now, I don't want to toot my horn or anything yet, but I called this before the season. I'll wait till it's complete, but I called this. So anyways, Luke Walton is leaving the Lakers. And Steve Kerr was actually asked about it today. Obviously, you know his history with the Warriors, with Steve Kerr. And Steve obviously had nothing but praise for him. This is what Steve had to say about Luke Walton and just the situation as a head coach in the NBA.
I'm disappointed for Luke. In this job as a coach in the NBA, you are 100% dependent on your circumstances, the strength of your organization, the momentum, the unity. Everything has to be in good order, because if it's not, as we have witnessed with the Lakers, there's going to be casualties, and usually the coach is the first one. And so they're losing one of the best human beings in the NBA. They're losing a guy who knows the game as well as anybody I've ever met. They're losing somebody who players believe in, players want to play for. But again, he was dependent on circumstances, just like all of us are. And I feel for Luke, I feel fortunate to have a set of circumstances here where we've got wonderful people stabilizing our organization every day, and I'm lucky to be in this position and to be surrounded by those people, because it doesn't happen often in the NBA.
You think there's any chance he might be around here at times in the playoffs? Just
I don't know. I have no idea. Bree might be ready to kick him out of the house in a few weeks. So if that happens, maybe he'll come up and hang out. But I think, you know, this has been such a crazy ride for Luke. So he needs to get away and, be with his family and just get a vacation and sort through what he's going to do next. But we all, we're big fans of him up here, needless to say.
Obviously, some really kind words from Steve Kerr about Luke Walton. Shouldn't be a surprise to anyone, knowing their history and how much Steve and the team just loves Luke. But one of the reasons I wanted to bring this up, regardless of the fact that he's the front runner for the Kings job, I think he'd be a perfect fit. Him with that young team playing up tempo, and the way that Luke was able to get the young guys in LA to start playing defense last year before LeBron James came around, before this whole mess started, was really commendable. And I think he can do the same in Sacramento. But the reason I bring it up is because Steve Kerr was asked about it, and he kind of shrugged it off a little bit and said, you know, Luke needs a vacation. But if the Kings thing doesn't go down relatively quickly, or even if, you know, they decide to go a different way, Luke will be back on the Warriors sideline immediately. Like, if he doesn't get the Kings job or another job very quick, very soon, he'll be on the Warriors sideline sometime during this playoff run, no doubt about it. Like, I'd bet on that. I'm going to take one last quick break, come back, talk about some more of the moves made across the league and how they affect the Warriors moving forward. This is Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every single day. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. I just wanted to cover some of the other stuff that's going across the league because it's pretty crazy. And also kind of hilarious when it comes to the Lakers. But anyways, so apparently Ty Lue is the front runner to get that job there in Los Angeles. I don't know what to say, man. It's like you get divorced, you try dating, you're not as happy as you thought you'd be, and then you're content with being miserable with the person you just got divorced from. Like, look, maybe it all works out. Maybe it's a perfect marriage. Maybe they get the band back together and Kyrie goes to LA. But just the fact that it's just a bunch of retreads and just cater to LeBron and it's dumb. And I think they'd be bad moves again. There's a good chance I'll have to eat my words because it's LeBron James and his greatness can, you know, take teams to, you know, different levels, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, LeBron is 35 or going to be 35. I forget. But bottom line, he's getting older. He hasn't played defense in about 2 years. So would the greatness of LeBron lifting a Lakers franchise, you know, to greatness again surprise me? No. But there is going to be a certain point where he can't do that anymore. And are we on the precipice of that? I don't know if I use that word right. But are we getting close to it? I don't know. We'll see. But, man, it's just Lakers making Lakers moves and being probably the most dysfunctional franchise in the NBA right now, which is kind of funny. And on top of that, Tom Haberstroh made a great point. He said the Lakers don't have a head of basketball operations right now, but they already have a preferred head coach. That shows how much power the next guy's going to have. Zero. It's going to be LeBron. It's going to be Pelinka. And whatever figurehead they get is going to be just that, a figurehead. They're not going to have any say. Speaking of which, David Griffin, who, if you were going to give someone the reins to a franchise, would have been a great choice for the Lakers. Guess where he's going? New Orleans. He didn't want to touch the Lakers. Maybe the Lakers didn't want anything to do with him either. But a great hire by New Orleans, getting David Griffin to run their basketball operations. It's going to be a good move going forward, especially considering that the Anthony Davis stuff is up in the air. It's a good person to have running the Anthony Davis stuff also. Dell Demps? Nah. I mean, look, shout out Dell Demps for not just pulling the trigger to try and save his job. But at the same time, I would trust David Griffin a lot more to make the correct moves when trading Anthony Davis and just moving forward. So I think that's a good hire for New Orleans. Now, that doesn't solve the ownership problems that they have right now, but as far as getting someone in there to run the basketball operations, I think that's a solid move by New Orleans, by Nyalins. And last but not least, I want to give you league pass picks for tomorrow. Kind of joking because it's the playoffs and there's four games and they tip off at 11:30 a.m. and I'm jacked and can't wait and it's just one of the best days of the year. But Magic Raptors, you probably don't have to really lock into. I'd say Nets Sixers and Spurs Nuggets are the two most intriguing ones. Should be the best matchup. So tomorrow it's Clippers at Warriors, Nets at Sixers, Magic at Raptors, Spurs at Nuggets. Watch them all. I mean, happy playoff day, man. It is the best. It's going to be a nice 2 months coming up. Everyone enjoy it. I'll be back with more Locked On Warriors, maybe a little game recap tomorrow. We'll see. If not, I will talk to you Monday. Everyone have a fun, safe weekend and enjoy the start of the playoffs. This is Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
You can't climb a mountain if it's smooth, right? You got to go over the rough spots. Peace.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.